Now, Festival of Carols is a Toronto Mendelssohn Choir tradition, warming the hearts of Toronto for decades, as it has been. I just love it.
Yeah.
This year's Festival of Choirs is on December 5th, carols, that is on December 5th and 6th at Yorkminster Park Baptist Church. The choir's under the direction of Maestro Jean-Sébastien Vallée, who joins us this morning on the phone to talk about it. Good morning, Maestro.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm really good.
Yeah, have you had your coffee?
I had two so far.
Okay, whoa, good. So you're all set. So what's on this year's program?
This year, I really wanted to bring a few things that are quite new. So on top of the classics that we are used to hear every year, I'm bringing some new sounds. We have a piece that is inspired by gospel music. We have a wonderful arrangement by Andrew Balfour of a well-known chorale. Also a piece by Canadian composer Sarah Quartel called On This Silent Night. And this piece this year has been included in the Oxford book, The Carol for Choir. And many people have been singing out of these books for generations and generations. And she's one of the first Canadian composers to find her piece added to these books.
Wow, fantastic. And now Audie and I just lit up when we heard Andrew Balfour's name.
Yeah, because we often play his piece,
yes.
Ambe. So what will we be hearing?
A wonderful arrangement of Coventry Carol that he made around 2005.
Wow, that would be nice.
And I discovered that score only a few years ago, and I'm really glad to bring it to the audience.
Yeah, we're glad as well, I must say. So tell us about the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir and the Toronto Mendelssohn Singers. What size is the choir, and why are there two separate things?
So the choir is about 160 voices, one of the largest that the choir has been in recent history. And among that group, we have a group of 24 professional singers, and they form the Toronto Mendelssohn Singers.
Ah.
So when they are combined, we have that large group of 160, but they also perform on their own with only those 24 singers.
Ah, that's such a great idea, isn't it? Because when you have, it's sort of like a tennis game. When you play with someone who's a
yeah.
professional, then you try to rise to the occasion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you audition singers who have got the chops to do so. They just, it's nice to have the professionals at the core.
Exactly. And it also gives the possibility to do a wide range of repertoire.
Now, sure.
Some music that is meant to be sung by a large symphony choir, and some other pieces are really meant to have this intimate sound that only a group of 24 singers can create.
Sure.
So this means that within the organization, we can really cover a wide range of music. And this is what also we'll be hearing for Festival of Carols. Both groups will be performing on that evening.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I see here, we both actually do, that Jonathan Oldengarm will be featured as the organist. I'm just curious,
yeah.
are there any pieces where, within the choirs, there'll be some features on some soloists of various sections?
Oh, yes. We have a number of pieces where we draw solos from within the professional choir.
Great.
I would say about five or six pieces, and we like to make sure that we feature all the talents that we have within the group.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so today, am I correct in saying this, that today there will be a pop-up concert at Yorkminster?
Yes, exactly. I'm flying to Toronto in a few hours to make sure I join the rest of the group. We'll be by St. Clair Station, St. Clair and Yonge.
Sure.
We'll be singing a few times starting at 5:30. Between 5:30 and 6:30, we'll be there singing excerpts from this concert.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Because
it'll be dark at that time. It'll be so a
cozy.
Nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Now, Maestro, can you just tell me what, in case I want to re-audition for the Mendelssohn Choir, what is the process that you take a singer through when they come to audition for you?
So the first step is to sign up for an audition. We have a website, we have a form. Then there's a pre-screening that is done. And then we hear most of those who apply. Then they come and they meet with me only for about 10 to 15 minutes. And what I want to see is not just the quality of their voice, but mostly also musicianship. What are their rhythmical skills, the tone of the voice, matching of the notes, diction is also a big thing. So often I ask singers to prepare to read a number of lines in different languages to make sure that I can see if their diction is good.
And what about length of time? And is there sight reading?
Mm.
Good thing there's no sight reading.
Ooh, oh, that's great.
But the thing we do, we give a score to the singer to prepare. So I want to hear something new, but that has been prepared at home.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Thank you. Thank you very much for talking with us this morning.
My pleasure.
What a joy. We've been speaking with Jean-Sébastien Vallée, who is the conductor of the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. And the concert we're talking about is taking place December 5 and 6 at 7:30 p.m. It's called Festival of Carols at York Minster Park Baptist Church. For tickets and information, go to tmchoir.org. It's a concert not to be missed for sure.
Absolutely. It's got something for everyone.
Yeah, merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup, maestro.
Merci. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.